a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire. It's impossible.
Posey will defend. Oh! LeBron James with no regard for human life.
Welcome back to the Razzball Basketball Podcast. It is Tuesday, February 24th, 2015. Are you staying warm out there, Slim?
Well, you know, I got my AC kicking, so I'm trying to actually stay cool.
North Carolina just got blanketed in snow. And it wasn't even supposed to snow that much. It was like maybe an inch or something, and it's definitely like half a foot.
That sounds like fun.
It's horrible.
I'll be getting a little front here in a couple of days.
Yeah, it sucks, man. At least I can work from home for my other job, but I don't like doing it.
Yeah, I bet the animals would just hate it.
Yeah, and you want to know who really hates it? I saw this funny video last week of this mom going crazy because her daughter was singing Frozen all day. And she's like, they're stuck here for 3 straight days with no school. Make it end.
Yeah, well, if you have any female around the age of 6 to, you know, or younger in your life, then you've heard that song more than you care to ever again.
I've got a niece, and I definitely have. All right, on today's show, we've got a lot of fresh faces and new places, and on top of that, pretty much everyone got hurt this past weekend. It was, it's pretty much like looking at a whole new NBA. We might as well just call the NBA from this point out. 2015-2016 NBA. So we got a crazy wild weekend to recap, and then we've got a no-filler show. We've got so much to cover that we're going to go right into tonight's games with our 30-point challenge picks after covering the news.
Y'all ready for this?
So, Slim, are you ready to drop Kenneth Faried?
And I haven't. I have him in a 12-team league, and I still have him, but now he's getting benched and injured, right?
Yeah, hurt his hand. He came back from it, but 13 minutes last night for 4 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 block, had 3 fouls, 1 of 4 from the field, 2 of 4 free throws. 13 minutes.
Yeah, I'm guessing there's some locker room stuff going on here.
Yeah, well, there was all that stuff at the beginning of the year, too, where the front office was slamming him.
Yeah, I imagine him and Brian Shaw have probably gotten to 1 or 2 screening matches at this point, too.
Yeah. So apparently the, I forget what the Denver arena is called, the dispensary arena was chanting Fire Shaw at the end of the game.
Do you think nice.
You think that's going to happen pretty soon?
I don't know. It should have happened already, but
mm-hmm.
I mean, if they're not going to bring him back next year, then they might as well, so. You know, I mean, you know, it depends on his contract and all that fun stuff. I don't know. Trade him. Where's Larry Drew at? He could be a bench coach with Larry Drew.
Larry Drew's at a retirement home. He's not coming back.
I love that trading of coaches, though. That always gets me.
So do you think if a coaching change does happen, Faried will get unleashed?
Yes, because that coach will be looking over his shoulder, wondering what it would take to get him fired. And since he already saw what it took for Shaw, assuming it happens, then yeah, I think so.
Yeah, just a weird game. Hickson only played 2 minutes. I don't think he got hurt. They're starting Darrell Arthur. I mean, this is just such a team in disarray.
Yeah, and I wouldn't trust Arthur in nearly any league, just extremely, extremely deep leagues. I mean, he's even unowned right now in the REL, even though he's had a decent stretch.
Yeah, I mean, 10 points, 7 rebounds, no other stats, hit only 5 of 15. He's a jump shooter that doesn't really do much.
Yeah, no threes attempted. If he's not doing that, then he's not doing much of anything.
Yeah. And, well, we were both talking about how we thought Randy Foy might have a really good chance to play some shooting guard minutes. Only plays 20 minutes, even with Wilson Chandler out. Will Barton plays 21 and a half minutes and scores 15 points. I've always thought he was a little underrated, but, I mean, even in the deepest of leagues, he's not that valuable. But your boyfriend, King Joffrey, You're big.
That's not even the guy I wanted to go to.
You wanted to go to King Joffrey. You love King Joffrey.
I wanted to go to Gary Harris. There's somebody that could be fantasy usable, even in a, you know, the RCLs.
I don't know. I'd rather take the gamble on Joffrey than Gary Harris.
I don't know. I didn't actually see any of this.
Neither did I.
I imagine 0 for 6 with 3 turnovers looks like 0 for 6 from 3 turnovers from anybody. So, I don't know. I mean, you know, for me, when I see these European guys come over, the first thing I want to know is how tough are they?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's getting rebounds. So, 9 rebounds in 20 minutes, that's at least he's trying.
Yeah, I mean, got 2 steals, 2 assists. He had a block in his first game, not this game, and he attempts 3s. I mean, this is a guy that's 6'11", and I don't know if I should repeat it again because it was really dumb, but he's a stretch guy that's really lanky that can hit all the stats like someone else from another European country, but I don't want to compare him.
What, no minutes?
No, I was talking about Giannis, but he's not he's not Giannis, obviously. But I'm just saying that there's, I mean, if he can play high 20 minutes, and this team is in such disarray, I think it could be interesting for deep leaguers.
Deep leaguers, I guess. I don't really see him taking over that starting job and throwing up 30-plus minutes a night.
No.
I think he'd probably get destroyed. There's no way he's, I mean, he's 23, I think. He shouldn't be, I don't know. It's hard for anyone to just come into the NBA and just dominate. So, you know, I'm watching this from pretty far away.
Yeah, I think I am too, but
he was picked up in the REL, and he absolutely should have been in something like that. I was shocked how few bids there were. I think everyone with $0 should have put a $0 bid on him.
Yeah, maybe I should have. I had $0 bids on a few other guys, but I actually kind of liked the guy I'd be dropping, so I didn't really push too hard in too many ads. Slim, we've talked way too much about the Nuggets. Let's go somewhere else. Is that all right with you?
I know. Every team is going to be like this, too. Well, you know, besides who they played. But every other team is going to be all over the map.
I know.
This is a fun time for fantasy.
Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, this has been probably the busiest weekend we've had since the year started.
I watch these games, and it's just like, yay, I was right there. Oh, I was really wrong there. And I'd say I'm at about 50-50 right now.
Yeah. I mean, on top of all our calls, we got injuries. And on the Pelicans, Anthony Davis tries to hit stick Whiteside and advantage Whiteside. I was actually watching this game, and he just, like, put his bad shoulder down right into Whiteside going up. And obviously popped his shoulder back out. So he's going to miss another 1 to 2 weeks. And then Ryan Anderson, very scary-looking non-contact knee injury. Turns out it's just a sprained MCL, but, you know, they gave him 2 to 4 weeks. I think it's going to be at least 4 weeks. I think Anderson's droppable in most leagues. And there's really not anyone too interesting to pick up in shallower leagues. I guess a Jinsa a little bit?
Somewhat. I mean, I'm looking at these minutes, and I guess at some point he actually played next to Ashik.
Yeah, he must have. Yeah, 27 minutes for Ajinsa and 31 for Ashik.
So if they're going to play next to each other, then his minutes should be pretty reliable. I mean, it's not like Cunningham is going to do – I don't trust him at all.
Yeah, Cunningham doesn't do anything.
He's one of the worst per-minute guys in the league, and he doesn't even play big. So, I mean, they're playing 3 guards, basically, and 2 centers.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah, they're gonna get destroyed nightly. I expect that to happen.
they beat the Raptors though.
I guess if you can't stop Ajinsa, then you're gonna lose.
Well, the Raptors shot 5 for 23 from downtown, so I think that's your answer. and the Pelicans shot 51%. So, but yeah, Ajinsa 16 points, 9 boards, 2 assists, got 1 block, did have 5 turnovers, but. I don't know. I have trouble trusting him in even 12ers.
I've got Henson on a team, and I was thinking of making that swap.
Wow. Yeah, I'd rather Henson, but it is kind of close.
Henson's losing minutes. He's under 20 for a while now. I mean, don't get me wrong. I expect the Jensen to go back to DNPs once they're, assuming they will be, healthy. So it would be just a temporary ad, for sure.
Well, that's the thing, though. I don't think Ryan Anderson's going to be healthy anytime soon at all. So.
All right, so you're basically hedging your bets on Brow.
Maybe. Yeah, I think he'll be back in another week. He seems to get a lot of lingering injuries, but bounces back from them pretty quick. I mean, it helps that he's, what, 20 years old or whatever.
Yeah, he's still too slender. I think that's the big one.
Is he too slimder?
Is that cricket. Supposed to be a pun?
Cricket, 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 cricket.
Yeah.
This got derailed. All right, let's talk about Reggie Jackson. Reggie Jackson looks good for Detroit. Goes 17-5-5. Doesn't get a steal, but, you know, and only shot 7 of 18. But I watched a good bit of this game, and he looked ridiculous. He looked great.
Yeah, and he's going to have real high usage. I think he's always going to have a real high usage.
Yeah, you want to know who else looked great in this game? My boyfriend, Kentavious. Woo! Man, Kentavious had like...
Yep, had one of them good shooting nights.
He had like a crossover three-point shot from like 2 feet beyond the arc that was just like, what are you doing? And then it swished, and I was like, wow. Yeah, so Kentavious scored 26 on 6 threes. Very Thragnoff-y, but if you need threes, is he worth adding again?
Nah, I would just stream him.
Yeah. I probably would, too.
Can't really hold on to him long-term. I mean, this is like, you know, 8 or 9 games in a row with at least 1 3. He's averaging about 2. He just shot 13 for some reason. That was odd. I hope that doesn't continue. If that continues, you're tanking your field goal percent.
Yeah, probably. I mean,
so I think he'll shoot less and he'll be fine, you know, to stream for threes and hope you get a steal.
Yeah, even when he's hot, he hit 10 of 20. So, man, the Pistons took 32 threes in that game. Wow. That's just a really exciting backcourt. And when Kentavious is cold, Reggie's going to drive all the time. I mean, it's going to be really fun to watch.
Yeah, and I do hope Reggie kind of settles down a little bit on what he feels like he has to do on offense, because I really want him to play more defense. If he's not getting a steal and a half or so a game, he's not going to be as good as we expected.
Yeah, that's probably true.
About the steals. It's going to keep him out of the top 50 for me next year.
I feel like he'll be right on that fringe. I have a feeling I might be a little higher on him than you will, but it'll be close. Did you watch your Heat last night?
Nope, I did not.
Because I watched it.
The voice is back.
What's that?
The voice is back.
What voice?
Oh, man.
I'm confused.
I don't know. It's Christina Aguilera and Pharrell and...
Oh, that show is back?
Yeah.
Who cares about that show? The show's awful.
Do you want to live in a happy house?
Are we living together now?
I mean, as long as you'll watch The Voice, I'm pretty sure you're allowed to stay here.
All right, well, I'm good with that. So yeah, your Heat, Goran Dragic, looked really good. Was against the Sixers, though, but goes 23-2-10. He looked explosive. Looked good.
Yeah, he's going to be he's going to be Dragic of last year, right? Top 25-ish? Especially with Bosh out?
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I don't know if I'd go quite that high. I mean, this was against Isaiah Cannon, who was in the D-League like a week ago. that said, well, you know, 30-ish. You'd rather have Goran over Reggie Jackson then, right?
Man, that's the one thing I like about Reggie is that he's a good percent guy, or should be.
Well, Dragic should even be better.
Yeah, yeah. So they're actually, I think, kind of similar.
Dragic, yeah, I mean, I would take Dragic. Yeah, I'm taking Dragic.
More reliable.
Yeah, yeah.
Both their roles are absolutely solid, though.
Yeah. And so if you didn't watch this game, I don't know if you'd have much extra thoughts on this, but I watched it, and Whiteside looked tired. He looked a little slow. He looked like he might be hitting the wall. Goes 12-14, but no assists, steals, or blocks, which is fine. I mean, those come and go. 5 of 8 from the field, 2 of 4 free throws, only plays 28 minutes. And it's just like every rebound, he's just throwing his body in the paint to get boards, and it just seems like it's starting to kind of take its toll.
Okay. I mean, it's not like he had to deal with a big body on him or anything.
No.
It's surprising. I haven't seen much of that from what I've seen, especially with this big layoff. You wouldn't expect that for sure.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, maybe it's just one game where, I mean, he got hit in the face a couple times, and he was kind of getting battered around, and Noel is so much more of like a finesse speed guy than a post guy to match up against Whiteside. I mean, that's kind of a weird... I mean, you expect Noel to play power forward next year with Embiid there, not center. So maybe that was part of it.
And I kind of would expect more shots going for Whiteside.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Luol got hot, 11 for 14.
Yeah, Luol got hot. Dragic was scoring well. Wade's obviously...
It looks like they just played a perimeter game.
They did. They did. I like I said, I watched a good bit of this. They, you know, when Whiteside did get the ball, it was on rebounds and a couple lobs. But he looked, you know, I don't think it changes my value of him too much because he's just going to fall into a couple blocks and get all those boards. But he didn't look as explosive as I've seen him before.
Okay.
So just a thought to throw out there.
It's something worth paying attention to.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything about a lingering, you know, ankle, so I discount that.
It looks like just a little bit of fatigue, kind of like what watching Valanciunas from 2 years ago in his rookie year when he just looked explosive and really good, and then watching him last year, just like the same player, not really hurt, just a little more lumbering, a little less explosive.
Okay, I'll pay attention, especially when he's up against a particular big.
Mm-hmm. A big?
Yep.
Go look out for those bigs. So yeah, let me know next Heat game. To the Timberwolves, where injuries have struck yet again. We've got Shabazz Muhammad out for the year with finger surgery. That's a rough one. And then we got Anthony Bennett out at least 2 weeks with a cankle. So opening up the power forward minutes for Major Payne.
Okay.
I'm so surprised they started.
Terrible. So bad since leaving Michigan State. There's no stop he's made where he's looked good.
Yeah. I'm shocked they started him over Jang. And he played two more minutes than Jang, too. Jang goes nuts. He goes 7-14-4 with a steal and a block. Adrian Payne takes 15 shots, 4 of 15. Goes 11-10, no assists, no steals, one block, hits a three. You know, he might kill your percents a little bit. Not a good free throw shooter, and since he takes jumpers, but I don't know, a block and a three a game.
If he gets that kind of minutes, I guess.
Yeah.
He didn't take many threes. He was taking long jumpers, I imagine.
It was a lot of jumpers. This was the other game I watched a good bit of.
And I don't remember him being a particularly poor free throw shooter.
I'm not sure what he was in college, but...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was a decent free throw shooter. But you know our motto.
We don't fact check that, yeah.
No, we assume we're right and move on.
Yeah, that's the mantra of the show. I don't know, like, this might sound like so much more of an indictment than an endorsement, but poor man's Josh Smith without the assists?
Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to think. I mean, I'm thinking he kind of is close to like an O'Quinn.
Oh, that's a good one too.
Although I don't know if the steals will be there. I don't think he's quite as mobile as O'Quinn.
O'Quinn's probably a better free throw shooter too, but again, didn't look anything up.
Yeah, no, I think the thing with Diang, however that's pronounced.
Jang. You got to do like the DJ. Jang.
Okay. I'll just tap you on the shoulder when I need you to say it. Okay?
All right, that's fine. That's fine.
Well, I think this was just about them being sure that either Pekovic or your shoulder was tapped.
Jang.
We're playing at the, you know, they one of those was in the game at all times. I think that's the point of Jang coming off the bench. You're just going to let me go, aren't you?
Oh, I'm going to make you do it. Man.
Dig a grave. And...
Pekovic, 34 minutes. I thought they were going to keep him on this.
That's a good thing if you're a Gorgie owner.
Yeah, I actually agree with you. I mean, because Gorgie has to play backup power 4 minutes. I mean, he just has to. No way Payne's going to be playing much more than 30 minutes. And Pekovic is going to get hurt. So
yeah, that's what I'm looking at.
All right, so the Phoenix Suns, the new look Phoenix Suns, and Isaiah Thomas in Boston beat them in Phoenix.
Yeah, it's pretty good. And that's without Sullinger. So we got a Brandon Bass.
Yeah.
Oh, this team is the starting five for Boston.
That's a terrible team. Although, I mean, to be fair to Avery Bradley, he's been playing really well lately.
Yeah, he's been hot for, you know, a career 40-ish percent shooter. He's 43. He's doing good recently.
Yep, he's got 13 steals the last three games, 20-plus points in those, so he's been playing well. Marcus Smart still starts, plays 24 minutes, is pretty terrible. Isaiah Thomas comes off the bench for 27 minutes and is the best fantasy player on Boston.
Yep. Glad we held strong.
Yep. 21-1-7.
And we could have sold him for something, for pennies on the dollar. I'm glad we didn't.
Yep. 21-1-7, hits three trays. Really took it to his old team. And to his old team, Brandon Knight, you know, leads the team in shots with 19 shots, hits four threes, goes 21-4, which is fine, but it kind of reminds me of last year's Brandon Knight, where he just wasn't really as involved with facilitating and took a lot of shots.
Yeah, no free throw attempts for Knight.
Yeah, to be fair, I was watching this game, and he took some drives and some floaters. Now, given 11 of his 19 shots were threes, but I saw him take it to the hole a couple times and just didn't get foul calls.
I think he'll be okay.
I do, too.
Definitely the assists are coming down because he didn't really play with another facilitator in Milwaukee. But I think he'll be fine next to Bledsoe. It's dynamic.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And when Bledsoe came out, now Bledsoe played almost 40 minutes, but when Bledsoe did come out those few minutes, Knight went over and stayed in the game and played point guard.
Yeah.
So.
And so how does a DNP, coach's decision, Gerald Green. Wow.
Yeah, that surprised me. I don't know. So, also with Knight, that's interesting, is in his 52 games for the Bucks this year, he was only playing 32.5 minutes a game. He played 34 last night. You expect him to play, you know, mid-30s. So a couple extra minutes a game, I think, is going to help, you know, the aggregate stats as well.
Yeah, to a degree. Yeah. We need him to be a little more aggressive to the basket because that 88% on almost four attempts was really good.
Yeah.
Really useful.
Mm-hmm. And I expect the steals will come as well. Alex Lynn at center is a monster. He looks great since after the break. Goes 10-12 last night with six blocks. Hits 5 of 9 from the field. I mean, he's easily a top 100 player for me right now.
Okay. I'm looking something up.
Okay.
But,
you're fact-checking? How dare you fact-check?
Okay. He's only had one stretch so far this year where he's played three games in a row with 30 minutes.
Yep.
So I just, that would be my biggest warning. I don't know if that's going to continue.
Well, they traded Plumlee. Not that Plumlee was doing much anyway, but the fact that they played Lynn in back-to-back 30-plus minutes per game, I think they've got confidence to just start running him way out there.
I guess they're in flux right now. It's really tough to say what's going to happen there.
He just looks so good. I know you're Brandon saying
Wright was just fine as a backup. His 17 minutes of 11-5-1, good percents. They can definitely play Brandon Wright if they need to.
Yeah, and that's really confusing when Brandon Wright and Brandon Knight are on the court at the same time. I hate that.
Yeah.
I know what you're gonna say, but there's no way I could let Alex Lynn stay on the wire if I'm a Fareed owner.
No. And if you're a Fareed?
Yeah.
Okay, I can see that. It's reasonable.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean we're pretty much done with Fareed. It's not like he has a good playoff schedule, even if he did play his minutes again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'd rotate to the next best thing.
I think Lynn's a really good thing.
I should say that I haven't yet, and I do own him somewhere, so you know.
Well, Lynn's probably owned by now.
Make suggestions to people that I'm not following myself, so that's not good.
Yeah. Well, even above Alex Lynn, obviously, is just the defensive juggernaut that is Rudy Gobert. Oh man, he's such a game changer. You know, the fantasy line's fine. It's good. It's not huge, but 7-14, 1-2-3. Obviously, 2 steals and 3 blocks is going to get it done. But man, this, just in the real life level, holding the Spurs to 81 points. I mean, his defensive prowess is unquestionable.
Yeah, no, we've known that since he played last year. I mean, even last year he was pretty much doing this when he got his opportunity. I mean, we've been saying since the beginning of the year that he should be playing over Cantor.
Yeah.
And, you know, Inglis isn't doing a whole lot, but he's about the only person shooting threes right now. It's a really interesting team, and you know, if Burks comes back and is just fine, and either Exum or Burke finally do something, then they're a playoff team.
Whoa! Bold.
I wanted to be this. I wanted them to be a five. I thought they could be a 500 team this year.
Well,
I thought that was something within their grasp.
They are 21-34. It's unlikely they'll get to 500, but that record's better than I would have expected.
I'm pretty sure that's close to what the Heat record is.
Yep, and the Heat are in the playoffs. But that's a discussion that's happened on every other kind of NBA media that there is. So let's talk Kevin Durant. He's kind of screwing you over by getting new screws in his foot.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Did you see the new... Yeah, this isn't good.
The news...
They said he was in some kind of wraparound or something, right?
Yeah, the news today. Durant was spotted using a walker getting around, and it's like, wow, that's exactly the news I want to hear as a KD owner. He's in a walker.
Oh, I do, I mean, you got to use the little tennis balls at the end, right?
Yeah, I picture Durant right now as the old guy from Family Guy that wants everyone to have pickles. Or not pickles, popsicles. Pickles or popsicles? Pickle popsicles.
Okay, I see a Photoshop moment here.
Yeah, there you go. So, how low do you have to go to sell him? There's been so many people trying to flip him.
I mean, this is obviously not the time to do it, so that's unfortunate. I mean, if you can get a first rounder, absolutely.
Agree.
But it's tough.
I think you got it.
I still think they're trying to win. I mean, they're still right there in the playoff picture. I'm going back and forth with this one.
I just think you got to hold till he's healthy. You have to.
Yeah, and at least until a good report. Once someone thinks that they're going to get something from him, then you go after something good.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously, if someone's going to give you good value, trade them now, that's fine. But I don't think you can shop them well right now.
No, but a good question would be someone like a Gordon Hayward, right?
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
It's too low, but you know you'd have to think about it. Especially, you know, depending on where you are in the playoff hunt.
Yeah, I mean, the one team I have them is my injury-ravaged RCL team where I'm just a couple games out of the playoffs. I'm not going to try to trade him. I'm just going to hold on.
A couple games out? I'm looking at it. Yep, you're 3 games out, and I've got Gordon Hayward. Would I give you my Gordon Hayward for an injured Durant? Man, I'm not sure I would, quite frankly.
Really? I was about to say, I'd have to get a sweetener. So we're gonna be off.
Yeah, I think so. How sweet is Michael Carter-Williams?
I don't know. He's kind of got some upside there in the Bucks.
Yeah, I'd probably hold strong with McGordy.
Yeah, I don't think. So,
but that's where we're at. The top 50, you have to at least consider it, depending on where you are.
Mm-hmm. So, just hoping he gets back healthy, but lost season for one of the most durable, reliable guys fantasy's had the past decade.
Yeah, this probably drops him out of the top 3 discussion for next year.
Oh, really? See, I still think he's probably number 2.
You just got Brow then, huh? Who's also having these injury issues.
Yeah, no, that's...
I think Brow's kind of dropped out of the number 1 spot.
No, that is
right
a
this second,
too.
I'm probably going, depending on playoff schedule for the first two, Harden and Curry, because they're really 1A, 1B. But Harden Curry is number 1, 2, then Brow, then I think Durant. I think that's where I would be at for the beginning of next year.
I don't know. I think Jarrett Jack's got to be in that mix, too.
I mean, you want him at the turn, probably.
Yeah. I'm glad I've got you in. I'm glad I've got you convinced he's in the first round at least. That's progress. I mean,
and then you need a big, so you might as well take Cantor. He's just
Casey. There you go. And then KCP. I mean, you need the threes, so get him in the third round. That makes sense.
Yeah, he's pretty much Klay Thompson.
All right. So to the Hornets and Mo Williams. The Mo Williams era is here. First two games with Charlotte, 17, then 20 shots. He's taken 10-plus threes in both games, hit 5, then 3. 20-plus points in both games. That first one was huge, 24, 4, and 12. And then 22, 1, 3, 3, 0 in his second game. Woo! He's going to be good for the next month.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, there's a good chance he's just fine afterwards. He could very well get 30 minutes on this team with Kemba back.
Yeah, and Kemba, there's no reason to rush Kemba at all with Mo playing like this. I mean, Mo's playing better than Kemba was.
I mean, I guess, but I really think they probably could play together.
Yeah.
Because I think Mo's played some off-guard in his career. I mean, he played with LeBron, which guard is an off-guard.
Yeah, good point. Did you know that Mo Williams and I have the same birthday? I did not know that till just now.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
You want me to give you mine?
Sure.
I'm Miggy.
Wow, that's cool. Although you're older than Miggy, aren't you?
Yeah, a couple years.
Yeah, well, sorry to make you feel older. So you want to know who looked awesome last night that was a terrible call by me and was the lead of the article this morning? Terrence Jones looked amazing last night.
Yeah, I undersold him too. And, I mean, a lot of mine was definitely based off of Howard doing something eventually.
Yeah, Howard coming back. They were real hesitant to give Jones minutes, but they ended up starting him last night and got the reward. 15-15, a steal and two blocks, hit 6-9 from the field. You know, he hasn't hit a three the past eight games, but, you know, that's fine if he's out there and playing. I mean, two-plus blocks in three straight is going to get it done.
Yeah, and he really didn't do that many threes last year. He only attempted 1.3 a game in 27 minutes.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is a lot less than I expected. I thought he hit maybe half a three. It was 0.4. But yeah, I thought he did a little more threes.
I think he just made them in bunches.
That must have been what it was, yeah.
And yeah, I agree with what you said whenever you said it, that I don't believe these blocks.
Mm-hmm. You know, last year in 27 and a half minutes at 1.3 blocks a game, you know, had 7 over the weekend. So I was like, how are we going to expect more than last year when he's coming off the bench? Well, and they're starting. He's at 1.8 blocks a game in 24 minutes. I expect those to taper off a little bit. But if they have the confidence to start T. Jones, he's a top 100 player. Easy.
Yep. He's not going to be very nice to our free throw percent, but really that's it. He's pretty much across the board like 8 cats.
Yep. So you're sitting there in your really slow to the wire league, and you still got your Fareed.
Well, me and you were really slow to the wire, and we wound up missing out on Jones and the friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
But I got some news for you.
What's that?
He was dropped.
Was he really?
He's available on a waiver.
Ooh, what's our waiver position?
Oh, it doesn't matter. We're still putting one in.
Yeah, you're right. So let's hope to get T. Jones there. But you would rather have Jones over Fareed, right?
Yeah. Okay. I don't see any reason why not. And really, it's the benching of Fareed that just, it's too far. That's crossed the line.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Last thing to touch on here is Isaiah Cannon. Really not getting off to a good start there in Philly. Goes had a decent first game, 14-4-3, but then last night against the Heat, only 11-1-3. Hasn't gotten a steal in either one, 3 turnovers in both. Now he did have 4, he has 7 threes in those two games, so he's going to hit the triples, but really not liking that they haven't played him over 30 minutes yet, and the assists and steals aren't there.
Well, the problem was that we didn't foresee happening was Ish Smith.
Yeah,
he ate into the minutes because we pretty much wrote off Tim Frazier.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think we can write off Ish Smith. He's, you know, an NBAer.
Wow, he really did have a good game. I probably should have put him in the article this morning. I kind of glossed over that. Goes 7-3-7 with 3 steals. Only 1-4 from the free throw line, but that's fluky. Yeah. It's going to be a combo.
Yeah, I'm trying to look it up because I know he started before. He only started one game last year. But I do remember him starting somewhere, and I remember him being pretty decent at it.
Didn't he start
just in a small stretch?
Didn't he start for the Thunder behind when Westbrook was hurt?
Yeah, I don't know.
We don't fact check. Get it right.
I'm looking at his team log, and you ready for this? Mm-hmm. Houston, Memphis, Golden State, Orlando, Milwaukee, Orlando, Phoenix, Philly, OKC.
Oh, jeez. And maybe
it's like 8 teams in 4 years or something.
How was that rookie season in Houston? I don't know. He's bounced around way too much. Hard to keep track of those guys.
We know he's capable, though.
Yeah.
And he really is competition for Ish, or for Cannon.
Mm-hmm. Cannon ain't Ish. No.
Yeah.
I think
he's got some potential. I mean, if he overtooks the job, then yeah, that works quite a bit.
Yeah, I think that definitely would be interesting there.
So let's compare him. We got Cannon compared to, let's say, Joey Galloway. Or not Joey. That's a wrong sport.
I'll take the receiver from the Seahawks. Joey, I'll take Langston, just more dependable.
Yeah, and you notice he's led the team in shots both games, sans Melo.
Yeah, he's been pretty good. I didn't have it in our podcast notes for today, but you know, he's been a good player. Kind of what we expected in the post Melo era.
Yeah, that's a good one. I think we're gonna get something out of that.
Who else would Cannon be good against? Rajon Rondo or Cannon?
Oh, man, it's that bad, huh? I mean, I'm hoping I can get more with Rondo just on name value, but...
No, I'd rather have Rondo still on. That's mostly a joke, but Rondo has been awful. What about... I have one in my head. Now I lost it. Oh, Cannon or Marcus Smart?
Yeah. That's pretty tough. Smart's got major competition.
But still starting.
Yeah, he's not really an assist guy, and neither is Cannon.
I expect Cannon to hit more threes, but Smart will get more steals.
Yeah, but I don't expect Smart to shoot a good percent at all. Yeah, I'd probably go Cannon. I like that one.
I think I'd go Cannon, too, but it's definitely – I was a little bit more excited, given it's only 2 games, but like you said, Ish Smith being there is definitely throwing a kink in it. I think he's fringe 12er Cannon.
All right, yeah. The one I was thinking was Clarkson, but he lost minutes.
Yeah, he's fallen off. That's a really good one.
And he only played 17 minutes last game. Hasn't played 30 since February 6th.
How many did Lynn play in that game? I feel like he played a lot the other night.
We got the minutes. But didn't Lynn get a DNP the other night? Ugh. I think they're turning into the Pacers. Lakers are turning into the avoid-at-all-cost team.
Yeah, I mean,
they were... Pretty much everybody.
They kind of were last year, too.
Yeah, except for that one little R. Kelly run.
Yeah, Lynn scored 25 in that game with 6 assists, keeping Clarkson to 17. I am having trouble with that one. I don't know.
Yeah, I think I would take Cannon over Clarkson.
Wow. I think I'm leaning that way as well. Man, what a mess. These teams that are awful are just such a mess.
Yeah, but there's some teams that were a mess that should be straightening out for us, like Phoenix. Yeah. All 5 starters played 30 minutes.
Yeah,
that might have not happened yet this year.
Yeah, that is a good change there. I mean, you take away the 3-guard system and put in the 2, and there you go. All right, so looking at tonight's games, we have 4 on the slate. All of them look to be, I was about to say all look pretty good, except for they don't really. We got the Warriors at the Wizards. That should be a good one. We got Cleveland at Detroit, which could be a good one. Pacers at OKC is going to be terrible. I think Westbrook goes off. And then, but the Raptors at Dallas should be a good one as well. What are you watching for tonight?
Well, I'd like to see if Curry's playing tonight.
Yeah, well, he's boosted up to probable, so he'll be out there.
Okay. So that's good. I mean, we lost all three. We got our top three guys in fantasy for over the weekend, pretty much.
So. Lost everyone. Aldridge missed a game with a thumb.
Parsons is down.
Parsons. I mean, there's no way we could have covered all the injuries with all the trades happening today, too. It was too much going on, man.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them. There's a lot of people that are just sick, though. I think Beverly was just sick, and I think he's fine. I think Taj was just sick. I think he's fine.
Heinrich was sick with them. I think they were huddled together for warmth too long there in Chicago. It's way too cold in North Carolina, so it must be cold there. What you're getting at?
I wouldn't know.
We'll see if KCP keeps up the hot shooting. Westbrook, like I said, I think is going to go just nuts in another game without Durant. Ibaka's been playing really well, that he should have a good game. Patterson sat yesterday with a knee sprain, so he might not play for deeper leaguers. Another good James Johnson start.
It's two in a row. That's what we like to see.
Yeah, except for he only had either only one steal or one block after having four of both the game before. He still played well last game, but I think the defensive stats will be mad inconsistent.
I don't know. If he's getting 35 minutes, then I wouldn't be worried about it.
Yeah.
His per minute production, I mean, it was just last year, his per minute production in those categories was just through the roof.
Yeah.
Not that old. I think he's only 27, 28, probably pretty much in his prime. Yeah, I think he'll be fine. The only question is, I mean, we got Lou Williams. He was back, right?
Yeah, Sweet Lou was back yesterday.
But I think they finally realized that they need to play DeMar at the two and play James Johnson at the three and, you know, actually play defensive.
Yeah, and it should be that way. I think this will be a good defensive game, the Raptors going at Dallas. I mean, you've got Parsons out and then, I don't know, probably Aminu playing some three. So it's going to be a defensive slugfight. Is it slugfight? Slugfest?
Slugfest, there you go.
Do slugs fight?
I mean, we can make them.
It's like the least exciting cockfight. The slugfight.
Slugfight.
It only takes like 5 hours, but...
Oh, that's all? All right.
It's probably faster than watching a Clippers game when the other team hacks a Jordan.
Yeah, that really is no fun to watch.
No, it's not. At all.
I mean, what he had almost 30 the other game, right? Yeah, attempts, free throws?
He was 10 for 28 against the Spurs. And I watched a lot of that
short
game.
Short week, too. Yeah, I mean, I hope you were punting free throw percent when you drafted him.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so looking at the top 10 scores, we've got Harden, Westbrook, LeBron, Durant, Melo, Brow, Cousins, Curry, Aldridge, Griffin. So, yeah, your top 10 scores look kind of like what you'd expect in the four games tonight. Who do you have for 30-point slim?
I mean, it's. I think the hottest player on all these teams right now, not named Klay Thompson, is probably Stucky.
Yeah, back-to-back 30-point games over the weekend.
He's not going to do it again.
Three in a row.
But I'm looking. I don't see a whole lot else out there. I mean, do I think KCP is going to shoot another 13 threes?
No. And he didn't even score 30 in that game. He scored 26.
Yeah, I don't expect Reggie to do too much tonight against a pretty good defensive Kyrie.
Mm-hmm.
Although, with no Parsons, there could be a little more pressure to score. Has Monta been any good?
He had a really rough streak when he hurt his hip. He wasn't scoring at all. You know, he relies on explosiveness and driving. I think it's gotten a little bit better, but he had a couple single digit point games.
Yeah, I think I'm staying away from there too. All right, you know what? Give me Stucky.
Wow, three in a row. Well, you hit on the guy I was gonna go with, but I'm also with Curry back. I don't want to go Klay Thompson. I'm gonna do it. I'm going Reggie. Second game in Detroit. He's going to score 30 points hosting Cleveland and make it a close game.
All right. I highly doubt it. the bigs are going to destroy Cleveland.
Okay, so you highly doubt Reggie Jackson, but yet you have confidence in Rodney Stuckey scoring 30 points in three straight games. Okay, well, I get it, Slim. I get it.
I'm not looking for 40 out of Stuckey. I think he'll do 30 exactly.
Oh, okay. All right, man. I think that's going to do it for us today. Remember to download the Side League app. That's Side League, one word, in the Google Play at App Store. Get ready for this weekend's contest. And if you haven't downloaded it yet, what are you waiting for? And when you set up your profile, put in all caps RASBALL as a promo code. You get $5 free. And definitely hope you will be playing this weekend. And on the other RASBALL front, if you go to baseball today, if you're a baseball player, my top 100 pitchers is up. It was 7,000 words, my top 100 pitchers. It was,
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, and this is like even in like a nice pretty format too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Kind of looks like the ranks how we did them for basketball. So if you're a baseball player, and obviously if you're on RASBALL, you definitely are reading RASBALL baseball. What are we kidding? But that has been posted now. It'll be up as you're listening to this. There's so many pitchers, man. There's too many pitchers. I left off Porcello.
That's good. You kept trying to tell me to pick him up last year, and I fought it.
And switching to Boston was no good. And then who else was some omissions? I left off Eovaldi. Don't like that in New York.
I'm sure you kept Haney on there, though, right?
I didn't, because he's not assured a rotation spot.
Yeah, I think I saw that Gray had him down for 190 innings.
Yeah, I'm going to pull it up now, but there's a kind of a glut of pitchers there with the Angels.
Yeah, what was his name? Tropiano?
Well, I wasn't even thinking about him, but, I mean, obviously Skaggs is probably going to miss the year with Tommy John. But let me look at their rotation depth real quick. Yeah, they've got Weaver, C.J. Wilson, Santiago, Shoemaker, and Richards as probably your top five.
Yeah, I think Richards might not be ready to go game one.
I have him top 20. I think he's going to – if he's not, he'll be really close. And it was just a knee injury. It's not like his arm, you know?
Yeah. No, he was so good last year.
Yeah, Tropiano's on there as well as a possible guy. I just – you know, I don't know if he needs
– Santiago on there?
Yeah, I said Santiago, one of the top.
That's five. The one I'm thinking might be the guy out.
Yeah, they might move him into like a super long relief special spot starter.
It'd make more sense to do that with him than Haney.
Yeah, exactly. So that was my concern with Haney. So if you enjoy our baseball talk like this, it won't be with Slim, unfortunately, but this Sunday is the first RASBALL baseball podcast of the year. Me and Gray. Just us.
I'm gonna have to crash it.
Yeah, you can if you want. You just come in and
I'm not
start
really crashing if I'm allowed.
That's true.
You gotta tell me I can't.
Just come in and start trying to pronounce Jang a bunch of times in the background. You know.
All right, I'll just keep tapping on the shoulder.
All right, sounds good, man. That's gonna do it for us for today. We'll catch you again tomorrow, and catch you then, Slim.
All right. Later.